Scotland's First Minister, Alex Salmond, will tonight argue that England will benefit from an independent Scotland. He's due to speak on Scotland's place in the world at a lecture in London tonight. And all this week on Drive, Five Lives political reporter Chris Mason is exploring five big questions about Scottish independence. Today, he's in Corby in Northamptonshire, which makes perfect sense, of course, doesn't it, Chris?
It does make perfect sense, Anna, for this reason. We're in Corby, because Corby is known as Little Scotland. Lots of Scots headed down here to Northamptonshire to work in the steel plants. Now, the main steel plants closed here in the early 80s, but the Scottish population remains. We're in the Grampian Club in the centre of Corby. Two salt tires proudly hanging behind the bar, just behind those whiskey bottles, and people getting set for Burns Night tomorrow night. A picture of Robbie Burns proudly on the wall in the room next to us. Let's have a chat with two regulars in here. We've got Peter McEwan and we've got Charlie Stewart. Turn to you first, Charlie. You were one of the founders of this club, weren't you? Give us some sense of what you make of this debate going on with Alex Salmond.
Wasn't a founder or such, I'll put you right there. But as a Bath-born Scotsman, I believe they're entitled to their vote. If they want independence and they vote for it, well done. It won't affect me. But what I would like to get a vote, because Scotland and England is full of incomers, if you like, Eastern Europeans and multicoloured people, they're all going to get the vote. So why shouldn't I, as a Bath-born Scotsman, not get the vote?
So your irritation is that people who arrive in Scotland, well, around about now, and register to vote would get a say. You, as a lifelong Scot, won't.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, yeah.
Let's turn to you, Peter. What do you make of that? Should Scots all over the world, so people in Corby who have got a Scottish heritage, get a vote come 2014 or whenever that referendum happens?
Well, personally speaking, no. We've moved out of Scotland. Scotland, the people in Scotland are entitled to vote. If they want independence, let them vote. We have moved out of Scotland. We have made our life in other parts of the world, where some local MP says that she would give all expats the vote. I mean, we've got an expat in Sean Connery. He's been screaming out for independence for years. But where does Sean Connery stay? He doesn't stay in Scotland, does he?
Do you think Scotland could cope on its own?
No.
It's pretty blunt answer, pretty direct answer.
I would agree with that.
You'd agree?
I would agree with that. But if it's still say, if they want the vote and they vote for it, why not?
Do you think the time has come for Scotland to have that say? I mean, it's been bubbling away, hasn't it, in political debate in Scotland for so many years. And is it right that it's addressed, even if only from your perspective, to bury it if there's a no vote?
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Peter?
Yeah. Certainly, I would agree with Charlie on that. Let's have the referendum. Let's go for the vote and see what the people of Scotland say. If people of Scotland say no, then that's it, done and dusted. Bury it. Full stop.
And I guess you hope that happens?
Of course I do. I mean, What industries in Scotland now? Scotland, there's no industry whatsoever. And whether they're going to... OK, they get a certain amount of money from central government, which keeps in their free bus passes, their no tuition fees for universities. What about the unemployment? You know, if they were going to get that, where would they get the money to pay the people that's unemployed in Scotland?
Charlie, you've just jumped out your seat almost in response to that.
Personally, I come from a long line of fishing people. I originally come from a little village in Gamry, in the northeast of Scotland. My people, centuries have been fishermen. There's no fishing fleet left in Scotland.
So it comes down to the economy for you guys. You just don't think Scotland can make things work.
There's no industry in Scotland, is there? You know, I mean, the economy's... Well, I think it's devastated since the 80s, since a certain individual was in power who devastated Scotland on a whole at one full swoop. I'll not mention her name, but...
Well, that's a whole other debate, isn't it? That's a whole other radio programme, I think.
That's another kind of problems we could get.
It's nice to talk to you, Peter. Nice to talk to you, Charlie. And Anna, I guess there's kind of only one way to play out from here, really. So from the Corby Grampian Association... Go on, Peter, sorry. You've had enough of that, haven't you?
Oh, if you must, go on then.
Go on. All right, we'll have you just a little short blast. Here's Pipe Major Rob Muir.
Actually, it's fine, isn't it? Stirring way. Stirring
it is,
way
isn't
to conclude
it?
The item. It's very good. Just We're just
is there singing pipes there as well?
Yeah, singing as well.
Wow. And humming as well.
Humming.
I like that you're getting so into that. By the way, while we're on the subject, Nicky Campbell tomorrow morning will be in Edinburgh for breakfast as the SNP leader Alex Salmond prepares to publish the party's proposals for the independence referendum. That is tomorrow, breakfast on Five Live.